As we'll hear next, Fay Wray made a big impression not just on Dr. Soren, but also on two brothers from Binghamton, New York. Their names were Rob and Rod, and their last name was Serling, a name now synonymous with television's most successful exploration into the theater of the imagination, The Twilight Zone. This year marks the 50th anniversary of its debut, and Mark Andrews took the opportunity to speak with Tucson resident Robert Serling about the origins of his brother's unforgettable legacy.
This is one of the out-of-the-way places, the unvisited places, bleak, wasted, dying.
The Twilight Zone is a part of popular culture. For many people, they can't even remember when they first became aware of it. Maybe a friend turned them onto it, or maybe their innate attraction to the bizarre just led them to the show. But imagine seeing The Twilight Zone from the inside out. One Tucson man did. Robert Serling is the older brother of Twilight Zone creator Rod Serling. He says he saw firsthand some of his brother's creative processes, ideas that would go on to become
The Twilight Zone.
Rod told me once that Twilight Zone originated from insomnia. He'd lie awake at night, and he'd think up these plots. And the idea for Twilight Zone came from that. A lot of people, including Rod himself, can't remember where the phrase Twilight Zone began. Rod told me once that he thought it referred to the twilight sleep that women go through before childbirth. Rod thought maybe that's where it came from. Now, of course, it's in dictionaries.
You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, The Twilight Zone.
The Serling brothers collaborated only once on a script for The Twilight Zone episode, The Odyssey of Flight 33, which aired in 1961. Bob says he watched his brother get the idea for the episode from a simple airline brochure. Rod asked Bob what he thought of the idea of an airliner flying from London to New York, suddenly traveling back in time.
He says, "What do you think of that idea?" I says, "You're nuts." "It's a great idea." "Yeah, but it's going to be a Twilight Zone." I go back to Washington, and I get a call from him. "Bob, do you remember that idea I had for a jet that goes back in time?" I say, "Yeah." He says, "I need the cockpit dialogue." I say, "You need the what?" He says, "I need the cockpit dialogue. It's a Twilight Zone."
"Idlewild, this is Global 33. Idlewild, do you read us?" "No soap. Can't raise anyone."
And it turned out to be one of the most successful episodes at all. And it was a terrific episode. One of the best. That was the only connection I ever had with Twilight Zone. Except I was a fan, too.
Bob Serling has lots of fond memories of his brother. He says as adults, the two loved to watch science fiction movies together, particularly one classic of the genre.
The original King Kong. The two of us literally loved that movie. We were at his cottage in New York State. We were in a living room watching for the umpteenth time King Kong. And came the scene where Kong is shot off the top of the Empire State Building and puts Fay Wray down to safety and then lets go and falls to his death. And my late wife came in. There was Rod and there were Bob on the floor sobbing because King Kong just got killed. We were rank sentimentalists and rank romanticists, both of us.
That's Tucson resident Robert Serling, remembering his brother, Twilight Zone creator Rod Serling, and giving us a unique perspective into the mind behind The Twilight Zone. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Mark Andrews.